The Eagles were one of the more active teams in the NFL in the first week of NFL's free agency. So let's get some national perspective on just how well this football team did. I'm Dave Spadaro, joined by Ross Tucker, Sirius NFL Radio. Ross, love listening to you. You do a great job on the show, and you've had a crazy week trying to follow all of these moves. What do you think about what the Eagles did?
Well, I think I like what they did before free agency even started. I mean, I think that they recognize that they feel like they have a really good thing going on the offensive side of the ball, and they want to keep that together. I thought they had the best offensive line in the NFL at the end of the year, so they're keeping those guys together with Kelce and Peters. And then to keep both Riley Cooper and Macklin, I did not see that coming, Dave, at all, let alone you get into free agency. You know what else they did? They are doing things that other people don't do. They're locking guys up and securing them before free agency starts more than anybody else, number one. Then number two, I love the trade for Darren Sproles because they're trying to make sure that they maximize the asset that they have in LeSean McCoy. And Darren Sproles will be able to take a big load off of Shady on third downs. Plus, they already extended him for 2 years, which I didn't know was going to happen, which is awesome. And then special teams. That's what really stood out to me, Dave. You know, these special teams guys, they don't know what kind of money is going to be out there for them. They get nervous about it. So the Eagles said, you know what? Let's give these guys some first week love. They're not expecting it. Let's give them decent money. They're special teamers. They're going to much rather have, you know, money in hand, you know, as opposed to waiting to see if there's something else better out there.
It's really amazing, Ross, how in a year's time, how quickly a perspective can change. So let's go back 12 months. What were your thoughts when the Eagles hired Chip Kelly? And then kind of take me through your thought process as the Eagles go through the 2013 season and then end up where they are today.
Yeah, my initial thoughts was that it was going to be that it was either going to go very well or very poorly. And I had some significant concerns because, remember, and we talked about this, back in 2002, I was a member of the Washington Redskins when they hired Steve Spurrier. And the year before, I had had Marty Schottenheimer, who was like Andy Reid, you know, very good coach. Hadn't gotten any team to win the Super Bowl, but was just a very, very good coach. And that's been proven out for Schottenheimer before and after. And the same with Andy Reid, for that matter. So when Spurrier came in, man, I mean, Dave, I think I had 7 head coaches in the NFL, and Spurrier was by far the worst one that I had. So I had some reservations about Chip Kelly, to be sure. And I started to lose those reservations when I met with him for Sirius XM NFL Radio and just heard how smart he really is. I love the fact that he leaves no stone unturned. There's no sacred cow just because it's quote-unquote never been done that way in the NFL. I love that. Plus, when we talked about this, any guys can give me a smoothie after every practice is good with me.
And so then the Eagles go into this free agency period, and Ross, they don't reach for, and I'm not saying that DeMarcus Ware is a reach, but he's an older player. They've gone young here in free agency for the most part. They've extended Darren Sproles, like you talk about. It seems like I compare this to the early days of Andy Reid, where they really want to build a core and be as good as they can be for a number of years, try to sustain this thing. Do you see that as the approach as well?
Yeah, you know what's funny to me about that? It's almost like when they were doing the Kelce and the Cooper and Jason Peters, it did remind me of the old days with Joe Banner. I mean, it reminded me of when they were drafting these guys and then identifying in year two or year three that they were going to be core players, giving them the contracts then to get those guys some upfront money, and then being able to have very small cap numbers going forward. Now, some people would say, hey, Joe Banner never would have given Jason Peters that deal as a guy that's over 30, and maybe there's some truth to that. But still, the basic premise of, hey, we got a good thing going, let's keep it together, and let's lock these guys up now, a year before they're able to get to the market and have more leverage.
Yeah, it's and I think the NFC East, Ross, as we've seen the way this thing has turned the last couple of years, the Eagles look to be the class once again. At this point, many things can happen, but the class of the division. What's your read on the NFC East?
Clear favorite right now. Now, I think the Redskins will be better. I think the Redskins will bounce back a little bit. But the Dallas Cowboys, much to my surprise, it appears as if they're using this year, Dave, on some level, as a get-right year with the salary cap. I mean, they cut the America Square. They let their best defensive player last season, Jason Hatcher, go. They've replaced them with nobody. They have two, maybe three, above-average players in the defensive side of the ball. And the quarterback's coming off of a back surgery. It's not good in Dallas at all. It's almost like Jerry Jones is setting up the next head coach for potential success. We'll see if the Giants can bounce back. They usually do. And we'll see if they play as well as they did at the end of the year. I think the Redskins will be better. But, yeah, I mean, right about now, I'd say the Eagles are probably about a two-game favorite in the NFC.
Ross, where do the Eagles go from here? What would you like to see them do? What do you think they need to do?
Well, I still think they need to supplement the defense a little bit. You know, I think the defense was much better last year than I anticipated it would be, and I give them a lot of credit for that, especially Billy Davis. But I think they could still use help at the cornerback spot, still use help at least one safety, if not both. I think that they're considering their options there. My guess is that based on their offensive roster, that it'll be a pretty defensive-heavy draft for Philly.
Yeah, I would think so. Ross, two things here. You know how the NFL works. They're going to – all these defensive coordinators who play the Eagles next year are going to study everything that Chip Kelly did this year, and they will have counter moves to the tempo and to the formations and to the route combinations. What is the counter move from Chip Kelly? What kind of challenge is that for a second-year head coach in the NFL?
Well, I mean, I think it's a little bit overstated. I mean, these guys already – spend, you know, an entire week watching at least the four previous games and doing whatever they can to try to slow down that offense. I don't know that, you know, they're going to come up with something in the offseason when they had an entire week dedicated solely to trying to study it and slow it down. And remember, that's what people thought was the case when the Eagles had those couple games where they didn't score. People figured it out. They got it. The reality is, with the personnel that the Eagles have, and when Nick Foles is playing the way he is, distributing the football to those athletes out in space, there really isn't a formula for that, other than you better have a pretty darn good defense like the Niners or Seahawks. You better have some studs, otherwise you're in trouble.
Yeah. Hey, it certainly is fun again in Philadelphia, and Ross, we look forward to seeing you throughout the offseason and throughout the 2014 season. Keep up the good work, my friend.
Thanks for having me. Love being on Eagles.com.
Thank you so much. Ross Tucker, make sure you follow him on Twitter at Tucker, Ross Tucker NFL, and then also tune into his Ross Tucker Football podcast. Our good friend Ross Tucker here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.